Right on now.
What doggies for sale. Sports betting on chasers. We're back after a little week. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. As always, we let the music just sort of just fade away in the background. Another new number. Rhino, Gunner, welcome.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you, Rhino?
Yeah, I'm the best, mate. Yep. Thanks very much.
You would have heard how much is that doggy in the window. I'm sure your parents would have put you to sleep with that over the years.
Of course, good bookmaker family. You wouldn't be anything far from it.
Serious question.
Yeah.
It's a great song, but we never actually find out how much the doggy in the window actually costs.
14 quid.
$14.
Yeah.
Jeez, that. Do you reckon it's a Group 1 winning dog?
No.
Wouldn't say for much. No. All right. Well, boys, bumper week. Melbourne Cup and the Thoroughbreds is just obviously come and gone for all of those at the back cross counter. Well done.
Thank obviously, you did.
That's yeah, right. Well done. But now we move to the more important Melbourne Cup, the one for the pups and the Heat tomorrow night. Traditionally, on
tonight.
Sorry, my bad. Tonight, Friday night. I've lost my way. Sandown normally run on the Thursday, but just to change it up, they put it on Friday night so people like Rhino can get down there on the train and enjoy the $50 all you can eat food and beverage. He is here, Gunner, in his Friday best. He is going somewhere else after the Dogs.
No doubt.
Where are you going, Rhino?
Oh, straight to the Dogs after today. So it'll be look, I'm only here to help the masses. That's all. It'll be the miracle of the loaves and the fishes here. Honestly,
miracle of the what?
The loaves and the fishes, do you? Oh, okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, but
you've got a lift, mate.
No, I'll be there. Go forth and multiply. That's what I've always been told in my life. So, yeah, I'm planning to do that tonight. Win money.
Simple.
I only heard the part where he said win money. So, but I can subscribe to that. That's good.
Make money.
What are you going? Plans for you tonight, mate? Friday night. Don't normally record on the Friday. It's a little bit different. A little bit more of a spring in the step. You're not so cranky today. What's happened?
No, I'll be on the tools tonight. So, running the show. So if you're winning money off sports bet tonight, I'll be taking it personally.
How does that work? I mean, Rhino comes all the way from Ireland and he's in the junior position to you, and yet you let him go.
I don't think that's how it is at all. It's just that the Melbourne Cup is in my backyard, and yeah, Ryan's massive event with the $1 million chase has come and gone. So
come more his grass, like John. I mean,
turn it up.
Very well played, right? Now, boys, of course, nice little card on the program today. We'll go through the Heat. We will do a multi, and we're going to bring back a special little trinket and tidbit that the multi sort of goes by. So you'll have to be listening to the end of the show. So get your mitts on that. But let's get kicked off. I mean, we've got the bold choice as well. We won't go into them in depth. I mean, we'll touch and throw a few tips in there. But let's get cracking with the first Heat, the Melbourne Cup. How much is it for these days, Gunner?
Oh, I think it's about 625,000 in total. I think about 425 of that goes to the winner. Don't quote me on that, but yeah.
600 bags would be nicer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Be delicious, you could say. All right, Heat 1, Race 3, 7:49 for those of you going out there. I would have thought you'd be well into it by then.
Three pints.
It'd be three deep as. It's on top of your end.
Are you a Guinness man?
Nah, well, yeah, when I'm at home, Guinness here is not the same, so yeah.
It's not the same. I've been in the Guinness factory, it's good. It's like drinking a meal.
I think everybody in Dublin's been to the Guinness factory. It's not an uncommon happening to go there.
You do the tour and you get the free pint.
So come to Australia and see you in a 7-Eleven. You ever been?
You get the free pint at the end. And then I was in a tour on a paddy wagon tour, and about 20 of the girls didn't want their free pints. So they just sort of passed it over.
Jeremiah Tarting, thank you very much. Yeah.
Old Uncle Garshagan over here, and I enjoyed a few of them. Anyway, digressing, I love to do that. On the Nun Chasers, let's talk Race 3, 7:49 tonight, the first Heat of the Melbourne Cup. Favourite currently with us, $2.90, Hecton Bale. Does he win out of the white rug?
He's going to have his challenges tonight because the four might cut him off early. Definitely the strongest dog here, but he's going to need luck early. So with that being said, I thought the better tips were seven, Deliver, and Dr. Mino. Never quite sure which one turns up on race night. But if she hits the front early, she can be hard to run down. So I thought she might have been the value. What about you, Rhino?
Look, I just keep it very simple. Hackton
Surely
Beale.
Surely the Irishman's on the Taurus, Mac.
No. Look, I keep this very, very simple. Hackton Beale's gone, in my opinion. He's just an old boy now that has seen the height of his powers. He's not what he used to be. I'll keep this very, very simple. You go out, you go back, deliver, and you come back and you collect. Simple. It's a simple, simple game. This is an exceptional young greyhound. And he's, look, it doesn't look like a great draw, but I have no doubt in my mind he's got enough ability to overcome that.
He's your boy, isn't he?
Oh, he is my boy.
He's your boy.
I've got my boy and my dad now. My dad's coming up later on the card, the Pokey Burr, but this is my boy. Yeah. I absolutely love this dog. And I just think he's the best dog in the race. And, like, I've actually put him up to win, I've basically backed him to win a house in the futures. So, yeah, if he wins out of $40, I'd be very happy. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, well, deliver to deliver Rhino. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so your tip is deliver, and Gunner goes with...
I'm going with deliver as well. So, and, the value, Dr. Mino.
Well done. All right, 8-2. 8-12. 13 minutes after, sorry, 23 minutes after the first...
Yeah, we're trying to keep it short, mate, so just keep the crap out of the podcast, thanks. Do you want to kick us off with this one, Rhino?
Yeah, it's a very tough heat. Look, I thought if Dana Hunter had been drawn more towards the outside, we would have been keen on him. By virtue that he's not, I can't fancy him. I'll keep it simple, Blue Striker out in 8. Mightn't be too well suited, but he just needs clear racing room. I think he'll get that, and I think he is the best dog in the race. I don't think Western Oggy's, again, at the powers of what he used to be, despite having a good draw. Therefore, it leaves me with a process of elimination. Blue Striker, keep it simple.
Yeah, I agree on this one as well. Emerald Rainbow's a real speedster. I think it'll help drag Blue Striker into the race early. Aston Cometto won't be troubling them from early speed. So you're all of a sudden, you're not starting from box 8. It's more like you're starting from box 6. Weston Augie's definitely got its draw. Has a good record when it's drawn inside. And if it does lead early, it will be tough to run down. But just really patchy form at the moment. So hard to tip into it at the short quote, even though we've had some sharp money for it. But sticking with Blue Striker, one on the up.
Delicious. And for those unfamiliar, the winner goes through to the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, each winner of the heats goes through. So very, very cutthroat series.
And then the reserves will be your two fastest times outside of that.
The emergencies.
Yes.
Reserves. Emergencies. Same shit. Different color. Literally.
No, you actually got it right. You usually call them emergencies. He stumped you.
No, you're a peahead. Number 3, boys. Shadali. Shadale.
What? What are you talking about, Shadale?
The Tom Melbourne of Greyhound.
Oh, what are you talking about, Shadale?
Yeah, it's...
I'm a race ahead. Sorry, I'm not here. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here? It's the last six.
It always storms home. Needs a bit more of an outside draw. Likes pushing up the track and keeping most of the field on its left-hand side, always flashing home late. So difficult to win a heat of the Melbourne Cup with that sort of racing style.
Braids,
well, do you like the $3.70 about the players?
Definitely. If you're looking at playing your trifectas and first fours, yeah, definitely
got one for the exotics.
All right,
8-3. This is a tight one. Myra Dama hastens slowly out of the 1-2 slots respectively. This is going to be a ding dong battle, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, they've really got the mayor and the secretary's draw. These two.
Is this the heat of death?
No, we'll get to that later on. There's one that's a little bit more cutthroat than even this one. Simon Ainsworth penned the heat later on that I'm referring to as a doozy. So we'll get to the doozy later on. I'm tipping Hasten slowly in this one. He's got the speed to hold My Redeemer early, and once he gets on the rail and clear air, he's really difficult to run down. But I think it's only between those two.
Like it.
Rhino?
I'm going to go balls out of the bath in this.
What?
balls in the bath?
Balls out of the bath. Oh. Out of the bath.
I thought he said balls in a bathist.
I think there'll be carnage in the race on the inside. And there's a dog that really caught my eye last week. He's nowhere near the best dog in New South Wales, I understand that. But he put in a massive run last week. And that is Lagoon Rat, who's creeping in as a reserve. An emergency.
In the Nigerian
round. Yeah. I think he'd be well suited out wide in 7. And certainly with what I presume is going to be carnage on the inner. He may just slip around. And I'm not saying he's going to win the race, but he can certainly place.
Running that one for the exotics?
Yeah. Yeah, well, a little forecast.
Oh, God, now we're getting technical.
Jesus Christ, Friday. Just find 5 o'clock, please. Heat four. Another good one. Mystic Wright should be winning and finding her slots through to the final, wouldn't you suggest, Phil?
Yeah, but there's no shortage of chances in this. There's probably three or four that could win if luck goes their way. I think she's the obvious choice in this race, but I think she's just starting to get short enough. So at the value, I'm going to tip number three, Kinloch Moss.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth. This is a certainty, Mr. Grad.
Enough said.
Do you want me to get any more pain for you?
I'll tell you what, for a man who's got a head full of steam who's rolling down there tonight, he's declared a few early and it could be feast or famine come race seven. Yep. You know, halfway through the card and he's licking his wings going, shit.
He'll either be asking you for a lift home or he'll be offering you a lift in the chopper.
Oh, unbelievable. They should get the chopper out to Sandown
Park. Oh, it'd be class, yeah.
The drone.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that. How about Flemington? It's $1,000, isn't it? Between four?
Is it, yeah?
I've got no idea. I'm very happy with the train, mate.
Oh, I think that's what it is. That's $250 each. If you sorry, down yeah. the punt.
Absolute swag 3,000.
The only problem is it just drops you in the middle of the city, just sort of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Mystic Wright wins it for me. I'm going to give it the kiss of love.
Thanks for
here in the host chair. Heat number five. Now, 9:08, this is where the dogs start to think when's their bedtime. Black Opium is the favourite, $2.15 out of the green rug. And I tell you what, she is a dog who has never lost and she has a perfect record. Does she win tonight?
Briefly, I'll tell you, I think Uphill Jill is again one of the ancient warriors. I don't think she's near the powers what she used to be. I think Black Opium is an up-and-coming superstar. More than tightly be favoured in the race, and there's a great chance. Another dog that caught my eye last week, and I'm going to go with him again for a place, is Black Jack Neo. Like, this is a very, very fast ground. He arrived up to some, like, slingshot hammer and things last week, like, he raved up him like he was champion the Wonder Horse. He mightn't have got there in the end, but he showed so much ability over four bends or two turns, as you like to call it. I can't see him out of the first three.
Very nice.
I think Black Opium wins as well. Uphill Jill, she's definitely battling on in her later years, and if you had one that was struggling to a degree, you'd love to have one that's struggling like she is at the moment. But I have to agree with Ryan to a certain extent. She's definitely not the same as what she was, but I think she'll help set up the race for the six. I think she'll probably lead the six out early, and then once the fast gears start kicking in for Black Opium, she'll probably be too strong, and looks the winner of this. And a meteoric rise for such a young pup to be going in the deep end this early, but in very good hands in the Thompson Kennel, and should be winning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did Black Opium begin her career? Where was their first run?
Bendigo, I think, twice.
How many turns at Bendigo?
Just the one.
Just the one, yeah.
Beautiful. Now, is this the...
Bendigo three times, sorry.
Bendigo three times. Now, is this heat the Squirrel Ainsworth...
No, it's not the doozy.
Not the doozy. They are saving the guzzler for last, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's something in here I like. Hit number six, race eight.
Mossimo Bale in the five rug.
No, it's a Polka Bear.
Yeah.
Out of the four, $2.60, but not favourite. Miss Splendor Miro out of the one alley is $2.10, boys.
Yeah, Miss Splendor Miro, she's flying. Drew very nicely in box one. And the two, Crab's hard right early, so she should get plenty of room just to get on that rail and fly through. Certainly not dismissing the Pokey Bear. The Federal Lily in box three is a speedster, and if Poke the Bear can just tag on the back of her early and survive, this is going to be a really good match race down the back between Splendor Miro and Poke the Bear. I think they're probably getting a little bit too far apart in the market in terms of price, so I'll tip Poke the Bear at the better odds. Also thought Belt Up Bubs from box seven was really good. Each way value, double figures in the market, definitely be having something on that.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm really excited with this. Like this race, the potential for Miss Splendomero to go around in front of Pokey Burr and seeing what happens in the end. But I'll note one thing about Miss Splendomero. She does not come away from the inside. You know, in terms of her best breaks, all her best breaks are from the outside. That would put a small doubt in my mind. I think Poke the Bear is the fastest dog in the country. And I certainly think he's probably one of the fastest on the planet. And I think if he turns close to Splendomero, it would not surprise me if he came through and beat her. At the odds, you'd have to be with him over her. Now, we've laid the absolute pants of this as well today, like Poke the Bear. So yeah. I'm hoping things work out. Like,
but. Yeah, well, as a company, we'll definitely be pulling on his tail. There's no doubt about that.
Don't pull his curly tail. It's fine.
Curly tail.
Well, I think it's worth noting as well that come 4 o'clock today, if there's any early listeners, there could be a very good
just
for you in the future.
So. Keep it here on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep your eye out on the oil market.
It's 2:29 time recording right now, and I'll tell you what, I will be getting this one out very quickly to those fans. Salivating a bit of non-chasers. Didn't get it last week. Busy week. But now we're back. All right, Heat 7, 11th on the card now. If I could be a fly in the air down at Sandown when we hit race 11, keeping an eye on Rhino, that would be a place I'd want to be because he will be well and truly going by then. Is this the race which Squirrel has...
No.
What the hell?
we've only got one to go, yeah. So you only got it.
By process of elimination, I think. this one's tight on paper. I'm going to leave it to you boys to guide me somewhere.
This mightn't be the best heat, but it's certainly one of the most tightest heats. And a fan favourite of mine is running the Maurice Minor.
Oh, Maurice.
Yeah. Super, super Maurice. Like, hello, my son. I heard the hellos I gave him the other night. Like, oh, I was desperate. Like, so when I went down the back street, I just let loose. Hello! Hello! But yeah, he done the job for me. It's a cheer in Ireland. People don't get it here. Like, I'll be doing it tonight.
The air conditioner actually is working today, which is even more of a concern.
I'm sticking with Maurice Minor again. I think he's just too good.
Mm. You might have to send Rhino's photo to the RSA offices down at Sandown tonight. Could be a very loose Irishman.
I would love so hard if you were the person on the door. Sorry, mate, you're banned. You're not coming in.
So
Morris Minor.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Like, sure, what else would I be picking? Thank you.
Jesus.
Okay.
I think you can have two bets in this race at the prices at the moment. I think you can back Fully Loaded out of box 2, and I think you can back Juniper Pearl in box 7. I think one of those will be saluting, and you can make a profit out of the race that way.
Lovely. All right, 8:12, final one on the card. 10:47. Now, if anyone does listen to the podcast before tonight and they do see Rhino...
Well, I hope they do because it's bloody useless if they
don't. I'll be doing a fan lead as well to make sure of myself, so it's fine.
If you do see Rhino, make sure you go and mention your name and say good day, say you're a loyal listener.
Yep, and, here to help, yep.
And
yep.
We'll make sure Rhino sorts you out with something.
A photo, maybe.
Oh, it'd be very funny. All right, this is the heat, and I'm tipping that this is the one that Squirrel will be sitting on the couch with Nail Clipper, tuning in for. Also, now on favourite $2.15, but there are a swag of dogs that are keen to take the honours off him. Sorry.
This race has changed a little bit with the scratching of often imitated. Freedom Anelli goes into box 1, and it is not a winning chance for mine, but it is a speedster. So that means that the fireworks will be on early between boxes 1, 2, 3, and 4. So this is going to be a real crunch at the corner. Any of these dogs that miss it by half a length will be absolutely gone.
Right.
Sticking with Orson Allen to poke his nose in front and beat the 2 on its outside and then kick down the back straight. But fair dinkum, if those 4 clutter up, one of these dogs that's slow away on the outside, particularly Neo Cleo.
Absolutely crunched in as well.
So
came for open at 13s into $6. I dare say we'll be probably $1.95 by the time we
get jumped. I don't know about that. Really interesting race. Wouldn't be piling in with my life savings on the get out on any of those drawn down the inside 4.
Right, I will bet.
Ron wants to clear something.
Listen, people are making this out to be muddy scenario. Like, this is as clear as my front window. Like, I don't see how you can get beat Arsenal can get beat. He'll just lead up on the inside and win. The only doubt is Bury Gabret if he belts out of the gate.
Yeah, I just can't see him doing that 2 weeks in a row.
He's on the right side of She's Gifted as well. And he's beat her fair and square the last night. I don't see any difference. You just go down and get a mortgage out and have it on this. Do you know what I mean?
These two are absolutely polarising each other today.
That's all right. It's an opinion-based game.
It is now. Next week we're going to have a little tally. We're going to come back and sort of see who's sort of tip two, and we're going to sort of count up and see who was the most successful in that, and compare results, compare the pair.
Opinions are like armpits, mate. Everyone's got one, and some of them stink.
Nice little play on the old saying there. All right, that's the Melbourne Cup heats. Of course, as we said, winner goes through. Fastest two at times get to sort of wait in the wings, and should anyone come out of the race next week, they slide in. But Friday night, of course, next week is the big one. Tonight, obviously, we'll find the field. Boys, bold trees, just give us a quick couple of tips. We won't go through them in depth, but just maybe your best out of the bold trees before we wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah, so four heats, top two will go three. Yeah, we don't have Shane Warne and Stuart McGill there this year in terms of Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam. So
what does that mean?
Oh, well, they were both dynamite leg spinners, and they played at the same time, and they only ever picked one.
What's a leg spinner?
Oh, never mind. No. For another show.
Now, you please go to Sandown Park tonight and wear a hoodie and cover your eyes so no one's sitting there.
Righto, shut up so I can get through these. So, heat one of the bold trees going with number four, Donna Weslin. Heat two of the bold trees going with Barkali. Looks probably one of the best bet of the night. And then over into heat three, tipping Poco Dorado. Looks another good thing. And in heat four, tipping number four, Equilibrium, but with a lot of trepidation because don't know which one's going to turn up. Bit of a head case.
Like it.
Can I just keep it simple for you? Is just load in the Dana Weslin in the first race. Duck, no dinner. That's it. Just go.
God,
certainly.
Bit responsibly,
absolute
of course.
Absolute certainty. Abby
Ripper's not going to come around and salute, or is she still the one that you
Yeah, definitely a chance in that race, but yeah, she's just going to be back and running on.
She's going to have the binoculars out to find this anyway. That's a problem.
The old periscope.
All right, multi-time. Now, maybe a couple of months ago, we offered a little special when it came to the multi, that you only needed two out of the three legs to get paid out. Now, we're bringing it back, and we're going to bring it back, and we're offering it, but it's going to be hidden in the... Where's it going to be hidden, Gunner?
So we've got a Melbourne Cup Hub up for the next couple of weeks. It's got 15 different markets in it currently, so there's a number of different things you can bet on. So go in there and check it out, and that's where we'll put the podcast multi this week.
It's under the Mega Bets as well.
Yeah, yeah, so in the Mega Bets section, yep. Melbourne Cup Hub.
So there you have it. You have to be listening to this to go and find it. So it's in
the
Melbourne
Cup
Hub
value.
Under the Mega Bets. You'll get the non-chasers multi, and you only need two out of three legs. Boys, I'm going to give you the first leg right here. My boy, Pokey Bear.
Yes, love
place.
It. Love
okay.
$1.24.
Love it. Righto.
I've got the bet slip over here, mate. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. You're doing it. Righto.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw in Deliver to Place.
I knew that was coming.
Yep.
I like it.
And I'll be the...
The VAR?
I'll go Bacali to win.
Which race?
$1.95 in race two.
Race two, bold trees. Bacali, $1.95. Okay, true price. That is $3.98. What are we going to offer?
So we'll offer the $4, but only two out of the three legs win. Yeah. So yeah, you're getting enormous. Beautiful. You're getting enormous
so you're getting
value.
You're getting a little 2 cent little kick to
it. But only two of the three have to win.
Two of the three have to win. So arguably, you take out Bacali and
you're getting a huge price.
And your multi there pays $2 and you're getting $4.
Yeah, it's unbelievable value.
It is a very, very
Melbourne Cup offer. Special.
Max bet?
Go $50. So to win $150.
$4, only need two out of the three. I like it. We just, we want to get one of these ones back. We've missed a few. In fact, that's why we didn't do the show last week, because we were so famined. We weren't able to eat and we didn't have the energy to rock up. Boys, And that just about covers it off. Anything else you want to slide in before we wrap up and let Rhino get in the train?
Having a clue. I'll just get there.
Everyone from the CBD tonight will be going down to Sandown Park, surely.
I would have thought so.
Yep. As I said, check out the Melbourne Cup Hub under the Mega Bets. If you want to have an all-in bet, which is the overall series win before the events kick off tonight, we've got that up for the Bowl Trees and for the Melbourne Cup. So get yourself involved and it'll keep you interested for the next 8 days.
I actually think there's more value to be had now in the specialist markets that are actually up. Like, some of them are incredible. Like some of the markets that nobody else is offering them. And if you need to have a bet outside of an all-in market or outside of the bet races tonight, certainly look at it. Like, there's tons of value. There's dogs I know are wrong prices. Just tell me when I'm wrong. Like, that's what I want to know. Like, you tell us, we don't tell you.
Exactly.
The best things about those markets is you don't have to find a winner to win. There's some markets where you can be betting on other things, like fastest first sectionals and whether track records will be broken.
Exciting. You're doing nice things up there on the trading floor, Gunner. I like it.
Customer first and last here at Sportsbet. That's what we're all about.
All right. Well, before I know, blast the studio door down, we'll leave you to it. Enjoy tonight, mate. Hit them well. Find a few winners. Maybe multi them all up.
I've already done that, mate.
What's your multi all up?
It's a lucky 15, but people don't understand what lucky 15 is. I've went heavy now tonight, so it's all duck no dinner, unfortunately. Well, tonight, but look, I'm confident. Dana Wesson goes in first. That's a first signal for the paint slick. Once it goes in, hello.
Oh, very good. All right, like, listen, subscribe. You know the rest. Tweet in if you've got anything to say, and please gamble responsibly if you are having a little flutter on the dishes. Boys, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Paddy. See you, boys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.